Josh Anderson doing the game up there for Rex and Effects on KAPS Radio up in the Mount Vernon area. Hi, Josh. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
Two big-time teams that have been going at it for years now. Cedro Woolley more recently has become a powerhouse. A little bit down, a little bit young this season, but taking on a very strong Burlington Edison team. We got them ranked number 4 overall in the FinalScore.tv state rankings. What happened tonight between the Tigers and the Cubs?
Well, between the Tigers and the Cubs, it really started off a good defensive battle. The first two series were 3 and outs, and then late in the first quarter, Bellingham Tigers were able to jump on front with a 6-yard TD run by the quarterback, a keeper, Hunter Anderson, for 6 yards. And an extra point was made, and so it was 7-0 after one. Second quarter was all defense, no scores. And so the end of the half, 7-0. Starting the third quarter, Cedro Woolley still playing some pretty good defense, but on the second drive of the quarter, Burns Madison was able to score a touchdown by young Terrell Cameron, a 1-yard TD run, so they had a 14-0 lead going into the fourth quarter. And that's when Cedro Woolley was able to just turn the ball around. Defense stepped up, and they started getting on the board. It started off with number 21, Bryson Bartlett, coming in with a 3-yard touchdown to make the score 7-14. And then on the very next series, the defense was able to hold the Tigers only to 2 positive yards and a punt. And on that punt, it was the very exciting Bryce Hornbeck doing it on special teams, returned it for 41 yards and a touchdown.
Wow.
And it was all tied up. And then late in the fourth, with 50 seconds left to go, the Cubs were able to move the ball downfield and set up what would be the game-winning field goal by Adrian Vasquez, a 32-yard field goal with 50 seconds left on the clock. And defense came back on board and just held them out, and that was it. That was the game. Cedro Woolley was able to upset the Tigers at their homecoming.
Oh, my goodness. How about that? So the Cubs coming of age a little bit now, going to 4-2 and 3-1 in conference. I guess they still have a more than decent shot at the league championship then.
They definitely do. They have a lot of heart. They don't give up. They're coached very well. You know, they start off pretty one-dimensional, unable to really throw the ball. There's just been a lot of misdirection on the run game and some pretty solid defense. But started to open up a little bit, and the quarterback's, you know, learning as he goes.
And any other scores up there tonight?
Yeah, we got a few scores for you. Lakewood played a very close game against Anacortes. It was 25-23, Lakewood on top. There was a high-scoring shootout up in Bellingham. Bellingham won 56 over Seaholm to 43, so 56-43 there. Linden Lions beat the Blaine Borderites 31-23. That was a close nail biter there for the Lions. Mount Baker 41, Meridian 28, and then Nooksack Valley was able to outduel the Linden Christian Lynx 35-32.
Beautiful. Hey, thanks for coming on, Josh. We appreciate you filling in.